The recording has started. You may now proceed.
All right, great. Thank you, Zach. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the GNSO Next Gen Registration Directory Services Policy Development Process Working Group Call, 26th of April, 2016. In the interest of time today, there will be no roll call as we have quite a few participants. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room, so if you are on the audio bridge only, please let yourself be known now. Okay, thank you. I'd also like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and to please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll hand it back over to you, Michele.
All right, thank you. Okay, Michele, for the transcript record and all that. So the usual question at the beginning of any working group call, are there any updates to people, statements of interest or conflicts of interest or anything in that of that nature? Going once, going twice. Okay, moving on. So for those of you who haven't been keeping track, and just to recap, instead of having our standard call with the entire working group, we decided that today we would hold three calls as part of one call, with each section dealing with one of the three sub-teams. So the first sub-team is the data sub-team, which is why you get to listen to my dulcet tones. The one following that at 16:15 UTC will be the privacy sub-team. And then at 1700 UTC, you will have the purpose sub-team. So all the sub-teams have been working away diligently, and there's been lots and lots of emails flying backwards and forwards. And so what we're trying to do at this juncture is to try to kind of bring all that work together so that we can then kind of feed that back into the main working group. Now, for the data sub-team, I sent an email around earlier today. Sorry about the delay in doing so, but unfortunately I do have to sleep. So there are a couple of questions I put to the sub-team group. So first off, did this input inventory produce any insights to inform the working group's plan? Next one is, which inputs are likely to be the most relevant during working group deliberations and why? And under that one, we have several documents that have already been highlighted from the previous call that we had, plus also as well, I think these are ones which have been mentioned on multiple occasions in various email threads. Which inputs, if any, have generated the most discussion within the sub-team? Which inputs may be considered obsolete or superseded by subsequent work? What input gaps, if any, may need to be addressed later? And are there any other key takeaways from this input inventory the team wishes to share with the main working group? And as I added in my notes, any and all inputs that are relevant are to be considered at some point. We're not suggesting at all that any documents are to be discounted or discarded unless, of course, they're completely superseded by something else. So that was where this came from. As previously discussed by the various different emails, everybody is welcome to be on the entire call. However, what we're trying to do is have the subgroups working on this only. So those of you who were on the data sub-team, if you could raise your hands in the Adobe Connect, because I really don't feel like doing a roll call. So there's several of you there. Great. Excellent. Nice. Seeing lots of hands going up. That's wonderful. Okay. Wow. That list keeps on going. Okay, so the idea here is just to try to work through this as best we can. So since I hate doing things in a logical sequence, I'm going to do things in a completely illogical sequence. So going to the third question that was posed, which inputs, if any, generated the most discussion within the sub-team? Any takers? Vlad, go ahead. Vlad, you may still be on mute. Either that or my audio's died. I'm not sure. Does anybody else want to go ahead whilst Vlad works out his technical difficulties? No? Okay, we can come back to that one. Are there any inputs that people might feel have been rendered obsolete or superseded by any subsequent work? Any takers? No? Okay, so Vlad has put in the chat he thinks the 2003 Who Is Task Force was superseded by the 2007 report. Does anybody agree or disagree with Vlad? Anything else you want to add? Okay. Right then. The next question, what input gaps, if any, may need to be addressed later? Does anybody have any thoughts on that one? Amar, go ahead.
Thanks, Michele. This is Amar. Just noting my own disclaimer in the chat. I haven't been a very productive member of the sub-team, and I apologize for that. But I do have it. This is more of a question, really, in terms of input gaps here. Is internationalized registration data something that perhaps should have been done on this sub-team, and is this something we should address now or later? There's been a few pieces of work done on this. There was the IRD working group. There was also an expert working group on internationalized registration data, and there were some recommendations that came out of the translation and transliteration of contact information, PDP, that are probably also relevant to internationalized registration data in the WIS. So I'm just wondering if this is something that is timely to bring this up now, should have been brought up sooner, or is this something we should look at in the future? I believe all of these, the work of all these three groups are within scope of this PDP, so would appreciate some insight on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Amar. Just as I said previously, I don't think anything is out of scope unless it's very obviously out of scope. And I think, you know, just personally, I think, you know, you're raising a valid point. The internationalized aspects are something that definitely need to be looked at. I think in the terms of the EWG, I think what we discussed there was, rather than getting into kind of lots of gory detail around it, we just basically said it should be fully UTF-8, et cetera. It should be fully UTF-8 capable, or words to that effect, so that we didn't have to kind of be too concerned about it. That's another one, but I've spent with her within the main EWG, as opposed to an expert one on international registrations specifically. Okay, so Lisa's saying in the chat that the IRD report should also probably be added to the list of inputs. Okay. Alex is saying in the chat that the current focus needs to be more on data that's currently displayed and who is, and that a subset of data collected by registrars during registration. Do we need to account for data collected but not made available? Alex, do you mean by data that's collected but can't be displayed or could be displayed in a future version of something? If you wouldn't mind clarifying. Okay, Alex. And Amar is suggesting he'd be able to do some more work on IRD at some point. Okay, then. Are there any other inputs, the input gaps that people have spotted? No? Okay. We can come back to that. So let's go back up to the top then. First question. Did this input inventory produce any insights to inform the working group's work plan? Any thoughts on that one? Nothing? Okay. Next one. Which inputs are likely to be the most relevant during working group deliberations and why? So the ones that the first two documents we have listed there, we have the WHO's Task Force final report. We have SAC 054. We have the EWG recommendations, including tutorials and FAQs. And we have RA Spec 4. Are there any other inputs or documents that people feel are the most relevant? Or are those ones the main ones? Okay, then. We need to provide a rationale behind each one of those. So starting with the first one. The WHO's Task Force final report. Why? Why is that important? Anybody? Okay. SAC 054. So, Amar, the question was, in relation to the WHO's Task Force final report, why is it important? So Vlad has responded that the WGF final report is a good foundation for what was required in the past and mostly what is still required. Jeff Eckhouse is saying it may not be important, but could be relevant to discussions. And Vlad's saying that SAC 54 and the RA give us what is currently required. Now, Lisa's also mentioning that RFC 7485 should be added to the list. Vlad, do you have a working phone yet? I'm kind of getting, I'm hoping to hear somebody else's voice other than mine. Ah, I hear sound. Okay, maybe.
Hello?
Hello, yes, go ahead.
Just Stephanie testing her sound. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for the sound check. So I'm trying to read these things off the screen. Vlad's also saying EWG report gives insight into what might be required in the future, and it also gives an insight into where data elements might be moving towards. Not sure I understand that bit, but okay. Any other thoughts? And Norm Ritchie agrees with RFC 7485. Elaine, RDAP advisory, which RDAP advisory? Okay, so Vlad's saying the last bit is to do with proposed additional contact types that are not currently in the WHOIS, such as the legal contact. Okay. So you're talking about extra contact types that might end up in some form of directory in the future. Okay. And Elaine has clarified that the RDAP advisory is the most recent one. Okay, fine. So, Elaine, are you suggesting that that is one of the more important inputs? Or are you just asking if that has been reviewed? So Lisa's pointing out in the chat, the EWG report also provides principles regarding why data elements should or should not be collected or displayed or made mandatory or optional, as well as the concept of purpose-based contact data. Okay, so Elaine's point being about the RDAP thing is that it could influence what has to be collected and published in some version of WHOIS. Okay, then. All right, we're doing pretty well here, I think, on some of these. So, moving back now to the third question. Which inputs, if any, generate the most discussion within the small team? Is there any particular document that people felt was more dramatic, more interesting, more controversial than any other? Nothing? Okay, so Lisa's saying that the SAC 54 did get a little bit more, did generate a bit more interest than most of the others. Alex thinks that we were pretty much in data collection mode. Okay, just where, from my own experience, I think looking, as I'm on all the lists, I think ours was the least controversial of the lists. I'm sure the other groups will have much more to say on this topic than we did. Okay, then, good. So, going back to question four, which inputs may be obsolete or superseded by subsequent work? So at the moment we have the WHOIS task force. Are there any other inputs that people feel might be rendered obsolete? Or sorry, have been rendered obsolete? No? Okay. Okay then, so moving on again. input gaps. So we've got international registration data. Anything else? Sorry, the other one, current focus data, subset of data, collected for registrars doing registrations. Do we need to account for data collected but not made available in the current who is? Okay. So are there any other gaps? Norm is asking, is who was data captured in any reports? Norm, in which reports? Documents? Could you be a little bit more specific, please? In any of the documents? Okay, I think, well, who was? It was something that we definitely did discuss within the EWG. Not sure about any other of the other documents offhand. Lisa, is that something that was picked up anywhere else?
Michaela, no, I think not. This is Lisa Pfeiffer for the record. You're right. We did touch on it in the WG report, but I don't recall seeing it in any other input document that was reviewed.
Okay, thanks. Stephanie is saying when and how. Sorry, what are you referring to? Go ahead, Stephanie, please speak up. So I'm...
Thanks. I remember mentioning the, this is Stephanie Perrin for the record, mentioning the who was, but for those of us who are not familiar, can you explain exactly what the justification for who was is, who does it, how it's, what the mandate is, you know, what the authority for collection is?
Okay. Ms. McKay, I'm not going to give you a rationale about why or a justification for it. I can speak to what the concept behind who was, what the concept is. Sorry, my choice of verbs here when we're talking about who was because of the... Anyway, I can describe what it is. I'm not going to get into why it should or shouldn't exist. So essentially the idea... who is... tells you what, who or to whom a domain name is registered at the present moment in time. The concept behind who was is to tell you who a domain name was registered to in the past. In some parts of quote-unquote who was data could just be related to which name servers a domain name used at a point in time, or maybe which a part of a specific data element might have changed over time. So, for example, if you were to look at a lot of my personal domain names, they were all using my mobile phone number at one point, then I switched it to the office phone number. That would probably be picked up at some point. Who was can be used for a multitude of different reasons. I'm not going to kind of rationalize. I can rationalize it for you if you really want, but there are a number of reasons why it can be useful for a multitude of different people or different players. Not always just pure kind of value-added service type thing. Does that help, Stephanie?
Well, who produces it? I mean, where does it come from? You do not provide the service, you being you registrars, right? Somebody gathers the historical data.
Dirty Sophie registrars.
Yeah, no. I thought this was a, if I may quote you, a dirty, filthy reseller that was harvesting the data and then republishing. It's a question.
Okay, so a couple of the registries, I believe VeriSign was one, were offering or proposing to offer some form of who was service at some point in the past. Now, I can't, off the top of my head, remember whether VeriSign actually went ahead with it or not. Somebody might, from VeriSign might be on this call and might be able to correct me. Actually, Chuck works for VeriSign, so maybe he'll remember. I can't remember whether that actually happened or not. I suspect it didn't. So the registry, a registry operator would have a record of all the name servers that were used by a particular domain and which registrar the domain was with at various points throughout a domain's history. As a registrar, we would probably have records covering various other bits of data related to the domain name when it was with us. But as you say, yes, no, registrars themselves don't generally offer that service at the moment. And as Norm put in the chat, nobody at the moment offers a full view of all GTLD data in terms of all that information at any given time. Jody Colker has said in the chat that VeriSign did offer the Who Was service but discontinued it. Okay. And it didn't contain contact information, and the reason it didn't contain contact information is because VeriSign doesn't have the contact information, so it couldn't have done it. Alex is saying you could describe it as being an industry innovation to fill a market need. So I'm not sure which subsection do you want to put this in, Stephanie?
I don't suppose you have a section for illegal reuse of information. It wouldn't be a popular section, but, you know, there's two ways of viewing this. There have been complaints to data protection commissioners regarding the inability for individuals to get their phone numbers out of the...
Okay, I'll just stop you right there. Just one thing to bear in mind here. Who Was does not have to include contact information or personally identifiable information. So, for example, if StephanieParent.com was hijacked, Who Was would be able to tell us which registrars it bounced through and which name servers it used over a period of time. Whereas what you're talking about, I think, is more to do with personally identifiable information being sold and resold. So, I mean, there's two parts to that. But okay, so we can put, where can we slot the Who Was thing in as being something to discuss further? Could we put that in? Which one was I said? Blah blah. I'm trying to see where to put this. Input gaps, maybe? Okay, I'll recognize Vlad and then Lisa. Vlad, do you have... I can hear you. Go ahead, Vlad.
Oh, fun times. Okay, they dialed up to me. It was very, very nice. Vlad, please, for the record, this Who Was service, shouldn't that be something that more that the privacy team should be looking at, considering that we're not so much looking at the data elements, because maybe a Who Was service from one provider may be different to a Who Was service to another provider, perhaps, but the legal aspects around the privacy, around the information and release of that information, of the historical information, shouldn't that be more on the privacy team side, not so much us as a data element side? Thanks.
Fair point. Thank you, Vlad. Lisa, over to you.
Thanks, Michele. I was actually just starting to type in chat that I think it's already been noted that the EWG report covers a number of items that might be future additions to consider or enhancements to consider. Who Was is one of those. Reverse Who Is is also covered there. So you could just note that Who Was is one of the many possible enhancements that's considered as part of the EWG report. And looking at possible needs for data elements as opposed to restrictions upon providing them, which, of course, is the domain of the privacy area.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so this is one of the things, I think, just, you know, to highlight something that we had touched on previously. You know, none of these sub-teams exists in isolation. There's always going to be crossover between the various sub-teams, since we're always going to be dealing with data and elements and things that all kind of cross over multiple areas. Okay, so input gaps, we've got some sections there. Key takeaways from this, key takeaways that we want to share with the main working group. Anybody? Chuck and Vlad.
Why don't you let Vlad go first, and then I'll jump in.
Okay. Go ahead, Vlad.
Hi. Vlad Ingresu for the record. I suppose if you're looking at key takeaways in terms of the documents, I'm not so sure if we need to look at the past, particularly with the WHO's task force report, but the RA specification for of what currently is very, very important from my point of view, and the EWG recommendations also going into the future in terms of what it might look like in the future, what we might incorporate, what we need to address in terms of data elements in the future. In my opinion, I believe those are the most two key documents that you have to actually consider. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Chuck.
Okay, thanks. Great activity going on. I've really been pleased with what's going on, and hopefully this will generate more follow-up on your team list over the coming week. That's great. But I wanted to go back to question number one at the top of the Adobe screen and suggest some area for discussion. It's been quite a while now. But when we were talking about the work plan and the order of the questions, when we get to deliberation on the questions from the charter, okay, there was quite a bit of discussion on the order of what should be talked about, especially with regard to question number one, which was users and who should have access and why, the users and purposes question. And question number question number four was on what data should be collected, stored, and disclosed, which, of course, is what your team is all about. And then question number five, which had to do what steps are needed to protect data and privacy. And the debate on in our group, the full group, was, okay, maybe we should switch the order of those. Maybe the data elements should be covered first, and privacy second, and then users and purposes, and some people thought a little different order. So just to generate just a little bit of discussion and hopefully more discussion on your list, your team list, I'm curious if this team, the data team, came up with any opinions in terms of the order of how we should cover those or whether they should be synced up in some way. And I'll leave it at that. So the three elements that a lot of discussion occurred on the whole list were data elements, privacy, and users and purposes. And when we get to deliberation in the working group and, of course, develop our work plan in that regard, Does this team have, after the work that you've done, you have any opinions, any input on that you would like to share?
Thanks, Chuck. So, any thoughts from anybody? Nick, is that in relation to Chuck or in relation to Fabrizio? Okay, so it's to Chuck's comment. So Nick has put in the chat, at this point, what data, which users, what privacy would be my suggestion for order of approach. And Luke, I assume that's in response to Nick, is it? What about the rectification and erasure of rights? That's more to do with privacy, though. Stephanie, is that an old hand or a new hand?
It's actually a new hand, Michaeli, if I may. And I'm not really a part of this group, so of course you can tell me to go away.
Have I ever told you to go away? Have I ever done that to you?
I don't think so, but you know, there's always a first time, and I'm sure you'll be votes to send me away in a moment. But in response to Nick's order, and we've made the point before, we being those on the privacy side, it does seem as if we are asking people to imagine all the possible uses for this wonderful data, and following with that, all the possible elements that we might also want to collect for those purposes and those users, and then tagging privacy at the end. And as I've said a zillion times already, the first question is, what is the purpose of the collection, use, and disclosure of information at ICANN under its mandate to be the official purveyor of registrations? And that ought to be limited and specific under data protection.
Okay, so we're moving back into a privacy discussion here. Not that I disagree with you entirely.
You disagree or you agree?
I'm Irish, so I can't even plead the fifth, since we don't have a fifth. Well, we probably do, but it wouldn't mean the same thing. I'm not going to answer that there. What I will say is, okay, so you disagree with the order that Nick is suggesting. So you're suggesting instead that the privacy should come first and then data and users. Lisa put in the chat that the charter recommends agreeing upon purposes and users before data, so the data needs can be put into context, which doesn't quite address your point. So, okay then, what we can probably take away from this is that some people may feel that privacy should be, which privacy should be applied and all that, so it goes back over to the privacy team. I'm not sure exactly where this fits into the data sub-team. So maybe what we can say then is that the data is subject to other elements. Is going to be subject to privacy and purpose. Is that helpful? Or not? Somebody other than Stephanie agree or disagree with me, please? Vlad, go ahead.
Thanks, Michaeli. Vlad Dinkowski for the record. From my point of view, when I look at data, I mean, if I don't have a purpose behind it, then why am I collecting it, in a sense? So for me, purpose always comes first. Define what I need, well, define why I would need something. From there, I would look at current data to say, does current data elements that are currently provided, be it through the WHOIS, be it some sort of contractual requirement, can that actually meet my purpose? And if it does, okay, do I need to restrict some sort of access to this data because is it private or something of that nature? So to me, a purpose, an underlying need, would then be served by a data element and then covered up with privacy if need be. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks, lad. All right, then. Okay, I'm just conscious of the time. We've got a couple of minutes left until the next group starts. So I think we've got some good input here. So between now between now and next week, I think there's a couple of questions here which we may need to flesh out a little bit further. But I think overall we're in a pretty good place. So how about we try to finalize responses to a couple of outstanding pieces by close of business on Friday of this week, so that we can be able to hand that back over to the main group at the next meeting next week. Does that seem reasonable to those of you who are on this call? I'll assume that your silence is agreement. Okay. In that case, I will hand over now to I will hand over to the privacy team, which is being led by David Cake, who may not actually be on the call.